This call may be recorded for quality assurance and record-keeping purposes.
On deck, this is Anthony.
Hey, Anthony, it's Saria from Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, good, Saria. How are you?
Not too bad. Sorry I didn't get back to you yesterday. I just spaced completely.
Hey, no, not a problem. I totally understand. I've been there, done that. Don't worry about it.
Okay, cool.
Give me just 1 second, okay?
Sure.
I need you to finish this one thing. Give me 1 minute.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, I'm actually working on this other deal for you guys as well. That's what I'm working on right now, actually. Tech Tool Supply. I don't know if you saw that come through.
Tech Tool Supply. Hold on.
So their offer's actually expired, but I'm putting a new one in that it should be closed up today. But I did get it sold with 10 points on it.
Nice.
Net of about, we dropped down term, but still able to match on harder pricing, but still matching the 10 points there for you guys.
Cool.
So you'll get all the details of that whenever it funds, but that should go today.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
And then the commission on the Polo Soap, that was released.
Yes,
well.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. Thanks for catching that. I'm not sure
no
what
worries.
Happened there. It just happens sometimes, I guess, but I'm glad we got it taken care of.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, so MKT.
Yes.
Okay, so this guy currently, let's see what he has right now. So it looks like last time he had a competitive offer, okay, and we dropped the buy rate down to 117.
Yeah.
And sold it at a 120.
For 12 months?
Yes, paying three.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I have not pitched him yet. We have offers. I have not pitched him yet. We should be able to still match that same buy rate, but we won't, you know, especially without a competitive offer, we won't be able to you know, go down on it. And he doesn't have any competitive offers or anything like that now, so we wouldn't be able to decrease that any.
Yeah.
The thing is that he's already been, you know, in my conversations with him, he seems to be very rate conscious and was already asking about, I've been with you guys for a long time. This is, I think, his fourth or fifth one. Let's see.
Yeah.
This is... Actually, no, I think this is only his third loan, but
third
still.
Loan? Okay.
Yeah, this would be his second renewal, so this would be his third loan. So before I did anything, I just wanted to have a conversation with you guys and see where I should pitch it. I can obviously try to pitch it at the 120 again, but I'm just afraid he's going to be like, you know, we'll walk from that pretty quick, you know.
I would say, I mean, usually what I think our kind of our little thing that we try to do too, and it's just like, we try to do the same as last time. If they don't go for it, we do give them, you know, a point reduction. Because I think since this is already down to 3 points, probably the lowest we'd want to go is 2, just because it's like, if we do lower than 2, the next time we're pretty much just out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what the feedback I've gotten from Dean and stuff is that, you know. If it's already
right, I understand exactly. Yeah. So basically, you know, what I'm trying to say is I don't think that it's going to get done at a 120. So if I have to go down to that, well, I think I'm, you know, I have a chance to do it at a 119 though. But before I do that, I just wanted to have that conversation with you guys.
Yeah. I think in general, like, you know, if it has to be something where we offer like 1 point less than their last loan to get it done, like, that makes sense to me. Like, I think that's always fair. That's what we have to do a lot of times. So, you know, that's no big, I think that's totally fine.
It's just tough here because we had to get really competitive last time, dropping that buy rate down to a 117 on a 12. Mm-hmm. You know, platinum buy rate is usually a 119.
Gotcha.
You know, so we, you know, obviously I'm going to go into it trying to match the previous if I'm unable to get it done, which I just set that expectation. I don't anticipate being able to get it done at a 120.
Okay.
You know, so I think I have a shot with a 119, but I just didn't want to drop your points before I talk to you about that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I know. I think, you know, if it sold last time with 3 and we get 2, I think that's totally fine. And, like, you know, if we sold at a 10 before and then we get 9, we're okay with that too. It's like, I think you always kind of have liberty to drop a point with us. More than that, then we're kind of want to talk about it, but I think...
Right. And the other thing, what I think, what I'm going to try and do also is try and see if I can sell them on a shorter term.
Cool.
You know, with lower interest. So that might be a possibility as well. But on that 12-month, so I just want to have that conversation with you just so you know what's going on.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem at all. So I'm going to call him. I'll keep you in the loop, let you know how it goes.
Okay, well, good luck, and thanks for Tech Tools. That sounds like it's going good, so.
Yeah, Tech Tool, that should go today.
Awesome. All right, well.
All right, so I'll
try to get some more to you.
Okay, yeah, please keep them coming.
All right.
Okay. All
thank
right,
you.
Take care, Sarah. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.